The unemployment numbers released today are staggering, but not entirely unexpected. 3.3 million people filed for jobless benefits last week, and that is just the start because states have had a hard time keeping up with claims. Joining us on our newsline now, Cranes contributor Greg David. Greg, how did we do locally compared to other states?
Well, New York reported only 80,334 claims, which is an absurdly low number for the epicenter of the epidemic, and because we are so our tourism and hospitality and restaurant sector is so big. So this is clearly a sign that something's really wrong with our unemployment insurance system. Pennsylvania had more than 100,000 claims. Pennsylvania had 379,000 claims last week. Texas, which hasn't been hit that hard, is all well north of 100,000. So this is not a good economic sign. It's a sign of more trouble that the state isn't doing what it needs to do to process these claims.
Anecdotally, we've heard stories of people who tried and tried and tried to get into state unemployment websites, and they couldn't. They were just swamped. And then they tried at 3 or 4 or 5 a.m., and they got through. That's an indication of how busy they've been.
Right. And clearly, this is something we have to fix because these unemployment benefits are crucial so people can buy food, buy groceries, get by. And the numbers really are going to look pretty bad pretty soon. The Hospitality Alliance of New York City released a survey that says 1,870 restaurants, bars, and clubs have laid off more than 67,000 employees. And the local economist, James Parrott, just published a study which sees statewide unemployment reaching 1.2 million jobs lost. We can assume that about half of those are in the city. So not only is this bad for people, but if we're going to really try to figure out how bad this economic downturn is going to be in New York, we need some good data. And this was supposed to be the first good data we were getting. And for New York, it's just not good.
And we have to remember, Greg, these numbers are through last week. Who knows what we'll see for this week?
Right. These were for the week ending March 21st. And here's another economic sign that did come out yesterday. Occupancy in New York City hotels fell below 20%. And their what's called their revenue per room, it was $28. So we're going to see big trouble in the hotel front, not only layoffs of workers, but you've got to wonder if those hotels can't get concessions on their mortgages and other costs, whether they're actually going to be able to stay open for when the rebound comes.
For comparison's sake, below 20%, where should it normally be this time of year?
Oh, how about 70%? And we're soon heading into the area where we should be 80. As spring comes, we could hit 90% in New York easily.
What kind of long-term damage, Greg, do you think this will do to the labor market?
Well, I think that's a question I can't answer because we don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know how deep it is. We don't know whether the stimulus package will keep companies afloat. And most of all, we don't know about this get back to work idea and whether it will really work. I will say one thing, that after the terrorist attacks in 2001, I read a lot of stories about how everything had changed, that cities would no longer be important, that people could work remotely, and none of that happened. So I am wary of people who say this is going to change everything. We'll just have to see.
Greg David at Cranes, as always, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.